online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
David Duckenfield, the police commander at the Hillsborough disaster, has pleaded not guilty to the manslaughter by gross negligence of 95 Liverpool supporters. They died on the terraces at the FA Cup semi-final in April 1989. Former Sheffield Wednesday club secretary Graham Mackerell entered a not guilty plea to health and safety offences. Sky's Sally Lockwood is at Preston Crown Court.
There were around 15 Hillsborough family members present to hear this plea hearing. These two men will face trial, which will begin in January.
Tributes have been paid to the victims of the Westminster terror attack at the inquest into their deaths. PC Keith Palmer, who was stabbed while on guard, has been described as a brave person. Two men are due in court after 20 guns, ammunition and £7.5 million worth of drugs were found hidden in a lorry at the port of Dover. The HGV was stopped at the Eastern Docks on Friday morning. The 31-year-olds from Poland are due at Margate Magistrates.
KMFM News.
Thousands of signatures calling for hospital car parking charges in England to be scrapped have been handed into Downing Street by a Kent fuel campaigner. Howard Cox from Cranbrook, who set up Fair Fuel UK, has been to number 10 with the Harlow MP and the head of two charities. He started the online petition following claims almost half of NHS hospitals don't even offer concessions to disabled drivers.
This is a stealth tax because we already pay for the NHS through our national insurance and our taxes. And so paying extra on top just to park is ridiculous.
Well, around 800 of you have had your say in our poll at kentonline.co.uk. So far, 89% think charging people to park at hospitals is unfair. Crash investigators are keen to hear from anyone with dashcam footage after a man in his 80s was seriously injured near Sandwich. Police were called after two cars collided on Sandwich Road close to Woodensborough last night. An 18-year-old from Canterbury is being held on suspicion of drug driving, dangerous driving and driving without insurance. A woman who helped launder thousands of pounds made from drug dealing in Medway has avoided a prison sentence. Police found large amounts of cash at the 32-year-old's home in Chatham Grove. She's been given an 18-month community order. 36-year-old Marcel Brome, who was living with her, has already been jailed for 11 years for supplying heroin and crack cocaine.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man's been charged with exposing himself to members of staff at a shop in Maidstone Town Centre. Robert Jenner was arrested after allegedly going into stores in the Gabriel's Hill area on Saturday. The 44-year-old from Bingley Close in Snodland has been remanded in custody. Fewer children are being arrested in Kent, according to new figures. The Howard League for Penal Reform say just over 2,500 were detained in the county last year, down from more than 7,500 in 2010. Andrew Nielsen is the charity's campaign director. He says it's a good thing.
Police practice generally has massively improved with children. Children are not getting caught up in the system in the way that they were. And in a sense, that does free up the police to focus on these more difficult, complex issues and get the right response.
A charity is criticising a ban on dogs at All Weatherspoons pubs, claiming it could leave some owners feeling left out. The food and drink chains brought in the move, saying the animals can be unpredictable. And the Duchess of Sussex is going on her first major overseas tour as a member of the royal family. Meghan will join Harry for a 16-day visit to Australia, Fiji, Tonga and New Zealand. They'll go in the middle of October and they're expected to attend the Invictus Games.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and Kent are fielding well on the opening day of their county championship match against Middlesex. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ishmael.
Well, it follows their win over Northamptonshire at Canterbury last week, which means they're still second in the Division 2 table and only 7 points off of leaders Warwickshire. A short time ago at Lords, the home side were 80 for 7. Staying with cricket, and England's Alistair Cook has scored a century in his final test before retiring from internationals. The team were 230 for 2 in their second innings against India a short time ago. They lead the tourist by 270 runs in the last match of their series at the Oval. And in football, Dele Alli has been withdrawn from England's squad for tomorrow night's friendly with Switzerland in Leicester. The Tottenham midfielder picked up a minor muscle strain in Saturday's 2-1 Nations League defeat to Spain at Wembley. We're told no replacement will be called up.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.